I am a wayshower. I guide others to finding themselves. I am a wayshower. I guide others to finding themselves. How do I go about guiding others to finding themselves? How do I go about being a wayshower? Well, we use this term, and we use it with all the power that is in us. We say, I am myself, be yourself, and I have fun. Be yourself and have fun. This is the ultimate that I could say to myself or to anyone else. Be myself and have fun. Now, if I'm a wayshower, I'm showing people how to be themselves by being myself. I am showing them how to live their life to its fullest by being themselves, by finding out what is their goal. I guide them to their inner self and say, what is your goal for yourself? What is it you would really like to do? I'm a wayshower. I cannot teach another anything at all. I can only guide another to find themselves. I can only guide another to find themselves, and this is what a wayshower does. Now, another kick in the head. You and everyone on the earth, everyone in the world, is a wayshower. It's not something special or a given treat to me or to great masters and great leaders. Everyone's a wayshower. Everyone lives their life according to the way they think it's right to live it, being themselves and having fun. And others look at how they live their life and say, oh, what a wonderful way to live your life. What a wonderful thing to do. What a wonderful person that is. Or they say, that's not a nice person. Now, when you judge and say that's not a nice person, you are looking at your own inner dark secrets and saying, uh-oh, somebody's going to find out that I don't always smile. Somebody's going to find out that I do these things that are naughty. Somebody's going to find out. And, of course, that's what being a wayshower is. The wayshower lives his life so beautiful, so perfectly, so wonderfully, that no matter who sees his life at any point in time, no matter who sees what this person does any time at all, they always admire it. They always say, that's how I would like to be. That's the kind of person I would like to be. That's the kind of person that makes me happy. Wow, they say, I wish I could be so wonderful like that person is wonderful. And of course, they are. Because they, in seeing another person wonderful, are themselves being wonderful. They, in seeing someone else being beautiful and fulfilled in every way, they themselves are beautiful and fulfilled in every way. This is the way the principle works. Now, I've had discussions recently with people who are very God-oriented, Jesus-oriented, they're religious-oriented, and they say, if I'm not a good person, Jesus will not like me. If I'm not a good person, God will not like me. God will not be happy. I have to be a good person to have God like me. I have to be a beautiful person to have God like me. I have to be a spiritually illumined person to have God like me. God won't like me. Now, let's just wake up and smell the roses. God is incapable of disliking anything at all because God created everything. And God cannot dislike something God has created. Remember that. So God could never dislike you for anything you did or do or are. God cannot dislike you in any way, shape, or form. God cannot dislike you. For God is love. God is unconditional love. Love with no conditions. God wants only the best for all of us, if we could say that. God doesn't want the best for us. Think about it. If God wanted the best for us, it's because he thinks we haven't got the best. If God wanted the best for us, it's because he thinks that we are not the best. Well, could God ever think we're not the best? Could a father, truly who loves his child, could a mother who loves her child, could they in any way ever see their child doing something imperfect or not right? My child is incapable of anything that is imperfect or not right. My child is incapable of that. Now, when they say that, they mean that their child is pure love, that their child is fantastic, that they, as the way shower, have shown the way to their child, and the way they have shown to their child is a way of unconditional love. The way that they have shown to their child is a way of purity and goodness at all times, under all circumstances. Yes, my goodness gracious. How could they expect their child to become better or worse than their child is because their child is a reflection of them? They are the way shower for their child to be itself and have fun. And a child being itself and has fun is not in our silly minds that we say, oh, you do anything you want, you be naughty. No, you can't. When you are being yourself and having fun, you are being your highest and best. You are being your ideal self. You're being the most wonderful expression of all that's good in the universe. And that's what a way shower is. We don't always understand a way shower because a way shower stands up for principle under all circumstances. And when a way shower stands up for principle, even when the way shower is being belittled by somebody or something or some circumstances, we think, surely that way shower had made a mistake someplace that it is being challenged at all. Well, that's us that's being challenged. That's our integrity, our original purity and integrity, realizing who and what we are, and we cannot see anything in our world other than the purity and integrity we are. As Jesus was challenged and Jesus was told that he was the king of the Jews, what did he say? He said, so they say. He didn't say, I am or I am not. He said, so they say. Because he knew what he was. He knew where he stood. He knew what road he walked on. He was a way shower. And he showed the way under all circumstances. Not only when the sun was shining. He showed the way under all circumstances. Even in the darkest of night. Even in tragedy. Which some people call tragedy. But as he called Lazarus, he only sleepeth. Can we have such brilliance inside of us? We do. We do have that brilliance because we have him to show us the way. We have the divine in us at all times to show us the way, to lead us into our wholeness and perfection and goodness and magic. Yes, we have it. I am a way shower, and I can't get away from it. I don't want to. I cannot teach another anything. I can only guide them to find themselves and be themselves. When a mother says to her child, why did you do that? And the child says, because I wanted to. Well, now, did you know that would hurt somebody? And the child does not want to say, yes, I know. No, I didn't. Well, then, just remember next time you think of doing something that might hurt somebody, that perhaps it hurts them even when you only think about it. Perhaps it hurts them even when you only have that thought in your mind. And is that the thought you want to have in your mind? Is that the idea you want to have in your soul? Is that the way you want to look at the world? And not saying the child is bad or good, not saying the child is right or wrong, just having the child say, be yourself and have fun. But the being yourself and the having fun is your highest and best qualities. It's your most beautiful quality. It's who you are to the finest degree that you can be who you are. And I am a way shower. Remember that. We are each a way shower. And We cannot teach another anything. We can only guide them to reveal to themselves who they really are and to be who they really are. I'm a wayshower. All of us are wayshowers. We're not only showing the way to children, we're showing the way to ourselves and other adults in our world. We're showing our way to life. And as we show the way is spread with the beautiful flowers of trust, the beautiful flowers of love, the beautiful flowers of truth. The way is sown with love, unconditional love for ourselves and everyone in the world. This day I claim I am the unconditional lover wayshower to all of my thoughts and all of my beings. And it is good, and it is very good, and it is wonderful, and it is very wonderful. And it's who I am, and that's really all that matters. My beloved friends, you are each wrapped in my heart, in my soul, in my being, in the purity that I am. And as you see that purity in me, then that purity is who you really are too. And I am the wayshower to you to see the purity in yourself. Claim this purity today. Know that it's your only reality and that it's done now. I love you. I love you. I love you.